Hey, Shalom and good morning. We are in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. The book of Philippians, or the church at Philippians, rather, is the church that was in the province of Macedonia. And Macedonia is known for urgent call for help where somebody was going through problem and they needed help. And we discovered that God, the Spirit of Jesus, stopped Paul from doing anything else he was doing while he was in another city, another region, and he closed all the doors of preaching. There were good doors of preaching that had opened up. But the Spirit of Jesus stopped it. That was in Galatia. So that at night Paul would see a man standing and beckoning and begging, "Come and help us." And Paul at night concluded that was the person who was calling. It was the will of God for them to go to Macedonia. So that's why we have been talking about the book of Philippians, which is one of the region in Macedonia, was opened. This church, this fellowship was opened by the help of God. So Paul came to bring help. But then Paul is saying, you can ask for help as a Macedonian call, but not receive help. These are two things. And we are asking, what is that disconnect? What happens? What should we do? And we say that you need to do four things as represented by the four chapters. Number one, we said you need to have a surrendered mind. And we talked so much about the surrendered mind. You surrender to the life of God and to the death that would come. And you are saying, I don't mind about anything. I have allowed Christ to take off. Number two, which is chapter two of Ephesians, is that you need to have been submitted mind. Submitted mind means to consider others better than yourself so that you can humble and serve them. And number three, and there was an example of Jesus as the best submitted mind, and then Timothy and Epaphroditus. Then chapter three, which we concluded yesterday, is that it said that you need to have sober mind. No, you need to have single mind. Single, not sober, but single mind. Single mind means a mind that is not distracted, because James says a distracted mind, a double-minded person cannot receive anything. You see, he's talking about help also. So you cannot get help if you have got double-minded, if you are a double-minded person. And we say that you need to forget the past, you forget the past sins and the past successes so that you can strain to the single a goal of just knowing Jesus, the Jesus who suffered, Jesus who died, Jesus who resurrected, Jesus who ascended on high, and Jesus who is coming. So he said, focus your mind to look at up and all that. Today, we want to look at the fourth theme, which is to develop sober mind. Sober mind means not drunk. It's a mind that has not been intoxicated with other chemicals. You can be drunk over so many things. You can be drunk by so many ideas. You can be drunk by alcohol. You can be drunk by religion. You can be drunk by relationship. You can be drunk by media. Now, this will talk about the things you say that you are, your mind has been taken over by something else. So Paul says you need to develop a sober mind. And that sober mind is to focus on how you can relate to self, you can relate to God, you can relate to other people who are in trouble. You can relate to the resources. You can relate to the challenges in a very sober mind. You're making a sober decisions. And here Paul says, once you do that, you will get peace, the peace of mind. I want you to know that the aid of a sober mind is the peace of God. The aid of a single mind is the peace from God. The aid of a submitted mind is the peace of God. The aid of a surrendered mind is the peace that comes from God. Peace does not mean absence of trouble. It means presence of calmness in trouble. Just like when Jesus was in the boat in the sea and there were some storms, Jesus could calm or stop the storms, or he could allow the storms to rage, but he calmed your heart. When he calmed your heart, that is what we call peace. It is the peace of God, the peace with God, the peace that God gives. Peace is stands for a package that was given to the royal, not royal, but to the loyal, to the faithful soldiers who had worked very well for the Roman government, for the Caesar. You see, Philippian was a Roman colony. It was given to the retired soldiers. Now, that package that a retired soldier was being given by the emperor, because they served the emperor to conquer the whole of the world. After they got old, they were given a place. They were given a package, a retirement package. That retirement package, plus a lot of advances, is called peace. And that is called the peace of mind. A peace of mind. That could have contained a piece of lard. So peace for them could have contained a piece of lard, could have contained, a house, could have contained, a house that has all the provision that is part of the peace for those soldiers. It could have been that they're exempted from the taxes. It could have been they are provided with a tranquility and protection from the governor or from the emperor. It means that they are aging and aging, knowing that they are loved. That other package is called peace. So that's what sober mind gives. And so as we look at these, that this sober mind, we need it so that it can help us to overcome the problem or the darkness that is in the world. And this sober mind is known when we know how to stand with those that are near and dear to us. We know that you are sober. We know that we are sober, or we have sober mind, if you can bring peace, if you can bring, you can manage, you can transform a conflict with those that you're working with. You see, sometimes people don't have to agree. That's true. But even if they don't have to agree, they should not be disturbed by their disagreement. Now, this peace or this sober mind is also seen when you can be able to think well about others, those are that are near to you. And that soberness, it is seen when you are able to focus your mind on things of value. This is what Paul says, and I think it would be good for us that we capture this idea of sober mind, not drunk, but it is fixed on steadfastness and unity. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy, my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear brothers. Or dear friends, I plead with Judea and I plead with Santek to be of the same mind in the Lord. You see, a sober mind is the one that is able, as I said, to bring oneness, or to solve, not to solve because we don't solve, but to manage a conflict. You're able to transform a conflict. So he says, you be of a single mind, of the same mind of Christ. Be of the same mind in Christ. Judea and Syntyche. Yes. And I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. You know, he now says, you who are neighbors, please help Judea and Syntyche to come together, to be of the same mind. Why? They work together with me. They contended with me. They contended also with Clement. Clement must have been a worker at the church of Philippi. Then he says, not only that, there are other my co-workers. In other words, we have been able to work together. That is sober mind. Mind that does not allow our differences to stop us from forging and fighting the enemies. One thing I know, there's a people group in this world, and they are called Muslims. Muslims, they have an agenda here in the world. And we have got different clans of Muslims. When it comes to the forging of their mission, they forget their past, or they forgo their past. They don't allow the differences to stop their mission here on earth. I like that idea. That is one thing we can learn from this people group, that they resolve their conflict. They manage their conflict. They might not even have transformed those, but they say, let's not fight. Let's first of all fight, or let's first of all look forward and convert and submit the world even to Allah. And then we can come back and pick our differences if they're still there. Now, we need now to learn that is what Paul is talking about. That is a somber mind. They are bringing together all their energies. They don't want anything to separate them for the cause of Christ. So Paul says, the names of those who are in the book of life, we contended together for the gospel. So bringing those who are near and dear to you, and helping those that are in conflict so that they can manage and transform their conflicts. That is sober mind. Then he says, another one way that, you know, to show that you are sober is to rejoice. Now, when we have the peace, it really ends with the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, that is, you have learned, you have received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, Paul is talking about something that is very critical here. It says that you need to rejoice in the Lord always. And he says, rejoice it again. Then he says, a sober mind focuses on rejoicing. Why? Because Nehemiah said that the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. So if we allow anything to take our joy, it takes our strength to finish up the course of Christ. So the Paul says, be sober, so that nothing takes your energy. And then he says, let your gentleness be made evident to all. The Lord is near. Why we should be sober as we help others is because Christ is near. The Lord is near. Jesus is already coming. The coming of Jesus is not far away. Then he says, do not be anxious about anything. Now, anxiety is the worst, is the toxic things to the mind. When he says, do not, you must be sober, one of the things that we need to fight and to know how to deal with is anxiety. What is anxiety? Anxiety is the problem of the mind that is really drunk over what you are expecting to happen and it has not happened. Do you know an anxious mind cannot be able to eat? An anxious mind cannot enjoy themselves in the bed. You sleep on the bed, but your mind is awake. You have a golden bed, but you do not enjoy the bed. That is an anxious mind. You have the best cooked food, but you cannot have appetite. That is an anxious mind. You have a degree and a lot of money, but you hang yourself because of anxiety. Anxiety is the toxic, is the drunkenness. You know, when you're talking about that we need to be sober, we don't need to be drunk with wine. Now, the worst of the wine, so to speak, in the mind is the anxiety. The Bible says, cast all your anxieties unto him because he cares. So he says, how do you cast all those anxieties? Do not be anxious, yes, but in everything, every situation, by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Just tell the Lord in prayer, in petition, in thanksgiving, just tell it to the Lord. That is one thing, to cast anxiety unto him. And the peace of God, which transcend all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now he says, once you do that, the Lord releases peace. And you need to pray for the peace of God. The peace of God, you know that you have peace of God when anxiety has been cast out. And Paul says, look, it is only then that you be able to focus on what is the true thinking. And he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, you'll be able to focus on those things that are true, things that are noble, things that are right, things that are lovely, things that are admirable, things that are excellent, praiseworthy, such things. And finally, Paul says, those things that you have heard from me, you have received from me, you have heard from me, you have seen from me, put into practice. And then he says, and the God of peace shall be with you. God of peace, be together with us. Help us to be able to deal with anxiety in our lives. We cast all anxious thoughts to you today by telling you what our hearts desire. We know that you'll be able to do that. That's our confidence in Jesus' name.